Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Okay, is FBI Director James Comey trying to be a kingmaker in the 2016 election, or is he just trying to wave the flag of honest public servant in the disclosure of the FBI's search through some 650,000 emails sent to and from Clinton aide Huma Abedin, found on her estranged husband Anthony Weiner's laptop? You can't make this stuff up. It's unclear whether the review will produce any results before Election Day next Tuesday, and Comey stressed that. The FBI says they are using a top-flight computer program to expedite the process. Nonetheless, you reap what you sow, even if you didn't intend it in an election campaign, and FBI Director James Comey is now seen as anything but the meek, mild FBI director of a few months ago. Did he really not think he would have the impact he's now having? Donald Ayer thinks Comey made a huge, possibly indefensible blunder here, a mistake that crosses the line forbidding public servants from interfering in an election campaign. Ayer is a former senior Justice Department official who has crossed party lines to criticize Comey along with others. He served as Deputy Attorney General between 1989 and 1990 under President George H.W. Bush, and he joins me now. Donald Ayer, welcome to The Takeaway.
Glad to be here.
So what is FBI Director Comey trying to do? Cover himself? It seemed as though he wasn't entirely satisfied with his report to Congress in the sort of last sign-off on the email investigation some months ago.
What I think is interesting is to think back to the statement he made back in July when, you know, Hillary Clinton supporters held their breath and were relieved and pleased that he decided not to, the evidence didn't support a prosecution, and he made that utterly clear. And then, somewhat not to their liking, he went on and on and on about various aspects of things he'd found, poor judgment and various things that were not at all to their liking, but on balance, we'll take it, right? Because better not to be indicted. And I think that got him into a situation where he had decided to do something quite improper. And I didn't think of it at the time either, I have to say. But the idea that a prosecutor in our system, or one charged with the decision-making role there to decide to prosecute or not, would, when deciding not to prosecute, then go on at length about evidence that was less than complimentary to the person investigated. In an ordinary case, we'd all be appalled. And the power that that would put in the hands of government officials to tar the reputations of anybody would be enormous. Yet it happened here, and we all sat and listened and thought it was fine. Well, I think he had become the commentator-in-chief, in a sense, on this most important of all immediate issues. And so when a few, whatever it is that straggled in, and we don't really know what it was, but when a bunch of emails, which may all be repetitive and maybe nothing at all of any consequence, when they straggled in, he needed to keep commentating. And I guess the focus of that is apparently he felt strongly he'd said things to folks on the Hill that meant for his sort of integrity and honesty, he needed to update. The key point is he had no business whatsoever doing commentary on an investigation, either as it's ongoing or after decisions made to not prosecute, to talk about the bad stuff they found.
But Donald Ayer, isn't it a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of a situation, in that once someone gets elected and there's the disclosure that there is in fact another FBI investigation going on that wasn't disclosed before the election, doesn't the exact same charge come down the pipe?
Well, I think there are burdens that come with being a government official who has to make these decisions. And if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. The prosecutor who makes a decision not to prosecute a mob boss or makes a decision not to prosecute a drug dealer because they don't have evidence, whatever the decision, it can always be second-guessed. And if it's high enough profile, sure. You can end up looking bad, and maybe you can end up looking bad no matter what you do. But you know what? That goes with the job. And one of the things about Jim Comey is he's had an extraordinary career of enormous successes and exaltation, really. And I think he deserves a lot of it. I think he's done a lot of good things, and I think you have to compliment what he's done. But none of that justifies taking the job he had to do here, which fell to him here for some peculiar reasons, to decide whether to prosecute and turn it into a running commentary on Hillary Clinton and or the investigation as it may or may not be rejuvenated later.
Is it the case that we always presume the worst whenever the FBI opens its mouth, and that it is a cynical view that the FBI, looking at anything, always is suspicious and casts aspersions on the target of that investigation?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't. I'm not. Where would one get? I don't know where one would get that idea.
All right. Then, if that's the case, Comey can open his mouth and say, quite literally, "We're just looking at some stuff. We have no idea if there's anything bad," and can sleep good at night knowing that he hasn't tried to influence the election.
Well, two things about it. One is that at this time in the election, 9 days, well, I guess that was 11 days before the election, it's hard to imagine words that would suffice to set off no alarms and cause no one to misunderstand when you essentially say, not in these words, but the message is we're reopening our investigation. So I question whether that's ever possible. But even if it's possible, the letter he wrote didn't do that. And frankly, I think what he ought to do now, if he wakes up to the fact that he's made a dreadful blunder, is he ought to put out words that try to do that. The letter said that they'd found material that appears to be pertinent to the investigation. Well, pertinent's a fuzzy word, and you can attach various meanings to it. Pertinent can mean, well, gosh, it's stuff that's somehow related to Hillary Clinton. It's some sort of email. Or pertinent can mean it actually has some logical bearing, i.e., it's something other than what we've already seen. Who knows what it means, And he did say later on, but it's buried in the bottom of the letter, that they didn't know if the information was, quote, significant. What he needs to do now is make a mea culpa statement acknowledging he's made a terrible mistake. He never should have been out there talking about this stuff. He never should have sent the letter. But now that it's out there, let me tell you, we don't have any information and no awareness at this point that there is anything that might change the outcome of that decision.
Donald Ayer served as Deputy Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush between 1989 and 90, and was also a U.S. Attorney in the Eastern District of California, appointed by President Reagan.